Well, let me tell you, one of the very special parts of my work, serving as the pastor here, one of the very special parts of my work is the ways I get to serve as a pastor in the world around us. Some of my colleagues, because of the attitude of their congregation, get stuck inside their walls. All they do is stuff inside the building, and that's it. And when they try to do anything else, it's no. Your attention needs to be here. It should be a both and. The attention gets to be here and out in the world, just like yours should be, right? We should all be active and engaging and doing things in the world. And over the years, while I've been serving the people of North Denver with you, I've gotten to serve the community and on the congregation's behalf in many different ways. I get to serve regularly as a chaplain to the state capitol. I've been the president of the Merchants Association, on the board of nonprofits like Denver Urban Ministries when it was still with us. I'm currently on the DPS Board of Education. Lots of different ways to be involved and engaged in the community around us because our work is out there. These are ministries that grow out of our congregational values that we as people are called to love and serve beyond our own walls. Now, one of the newer opportunities I've been lucky to have is sharing our values of love, acceptance, justice, and hope. I get to share those values on the internet. I'm active on TikTok. No, I don't do the funny dances. I've tried. It didn't go well. But instead, I get to take the puppets, some of whom you've got to experience and know here in worship with us. I get to take those puppets and build a home where all belong, one 30-second video at a time. And that space on TikTok is called the You Matter Zone. If you've never seen any of them, I'd like to share a few with you. Betsy, would you hit play for us?
I'm proud of you. You're getting through life one day at a time, which is harder than anyone acknowledges. I see you. I'm proud of you.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, unbelievable.
You know, some clouds can weigh 1,000,000 pounds.
And some of them look like me after a good blow-drying brush out.
Oh. Boundaries to try out this week. It's not your job to make other people happy. You don't need to carry other people's baggage. You can't change other people. Put the energy into yourself.
I do. It doesn't matter if the metaphorical glass is half full or half empty. The question is what's in the glass going to meet your needs? If not, something needs to change. Thank you, Cameron.
I have fun with these things. What can I say? That last one about focusing on our needs, not just if it's half full or half empty, that thing pulled in like 325,000 views. That kind of conversation. And then I thought that was amazing. And then last month, I had a video dealing with or talking about how to deal with difficult days, right? When we're having a rough day and we don't feel like engaging the world around us. That sucker hit 1.3 million views. And I sat there in awe of what it means to get to be out there and active in the world in this day, in this way. You see, when you combine the people on TikTok and Instagram, there are more than 165,000 people that actively follow the puppets on a regular basis. Thousands upon thousands of people every single day experiencing and sharing in the values that we cherish and celebrate here. When we talk about building a home where all belong, this is a new community of people who we are inviting to belong with us. And I'm also very, very honored and humbled to share with you the majority of the people who spend time engaging with the puppets are between the ages of 13 and 27. A very large group of them identify as LGBTQIA+. These are young people looking for support and encouragement and advice and relationship. So I want to take a moment and thank you for not just allowing but encouraging this to be part of our ministry together. We do this together. And I can tell you, the vast majority of their folks who spend their time in the You Matter Zone aren't church people. Now, yes, I do know from conversations that there are plenty of folks that do have different religious backgrounds, but I'll tell you, we don't actually, and I use air quotes here, do religion on this page, right? We don't push any kind of dogma. We just live the values. We live the values without pushing dogma. Maybe some of you can relate to that. Maybe some of the religious questions and the baggage may not sit well with you either. So instead, we're just trying to live like Jesus, sharing love, acceptance, justice, and hope, because that feels good. Now, this whole idea of not doing religion on the page is almost never an issue for me. I mean, I try to live the values and not push the dogma in everything I do, not just on the internet. I will say I never hide the fact that I'm a pastor. I just work really hard not to let it define me. Again, it's almost never an issue, but it came up this week. I got asked a question that I could not answer without talking about church. I was chatting, or should I say Aspen the Frog was chatting with a few hundred people on a live stream, and someone asked the question, where did you all learn to be so inclusive? You see, we were celebrating Trans Awareness Week. We were talking about our efforts to create space and celebrate each and every individual person's identity and recognizing that who we are is a gift to this world. And in the midst of this conversation, someone asked that question, where did you learn to be so inclusive? And I realized that's a question I cannot answer without talking about church. Now, sure, there are plenty of pieces to that puzzle, right? There's my family and my friends and my mentors, some teachers that I had growing up, lots of great reading, my own experiences being bullied. These are all things that begin to help take shape and take form of what it looks like. But the core of that answer, where did I learn to be inclusive? The heart of that inclusivity is here with you. You are where I am learning to live this. Those of us who gather together on Sunday, whether virtually or in person, those of us who gather together, call this place home, and then go out and work every single day of the week to build a home where all belong in this world. With you is where I learn to be and continue to grow into and find the support of accountability to strive for this kind of inclusivity. And I hope you find that here too. We are building a home where all belong. That is who we are at our best, and it's what we strive for every day. And we do so because to not do that, to not be that, to be anything less than that kind of welcoming, loving place is not worthy of the grace we receive from God or the grace we see in Jesus. We have to because it's been given to us in such beautiful ways. We hear this invitation, this reminder of what it means to build a home where all belong in the scripture that inspires this identity for us as a congregation. Betsy?
That's plain enough, isn't it? You're no longer a wandering exile. The kingdom of faith is now your home country. You're no longer a stranger or an outsider. You belong here and have just as much right to the name Christian as anyone. God is building a home. God is using all of us, irrespective of how we got here, in what God is building. God used apostles and prophets for the foundation. Now God is using you, fitting you in brick by brick, stone by stone. With Jesus as the cornerstones that holds all the parts together, it's taking shape day after day, a holy temple built by God. All of us built into it, a temple in which God is quiet at home.
I love this verse. This beautiful scripture from Ephesians chapter 2 says so much. Did you hear it? You belong here. All of who you are, without exception. You have a right to the name Christian. In a world where fundamentalism has embarrassed the meaning of Christ's life, we get to reclaim what it means to follow Jesus. God is using all of us. Whether we know exactly how or not, God is active in our lives, working towards something better for this world. God is fitting you in. All of our uniqueness has a place here. God's love in Jesus holds us all together. A reminder that we're not alone in this. We have each other and the example of Jesus to live with and live by. And then that beautiful final phrase, God is quite at home here. God wants to be and is with us. I love this scripture. So where are we learning to be inclusive? Where are we learning to make a difference in the world? Where are we learning what it is to be loved for who we are? For me, that answer is right here, in a home where all belong. That constant work in progress. And hear that clearly. It is a work in progress. One of the realities of trying to build a home where all belong is that there's no completion date. Right? There's no way we get to say, oh, all do belong, we're done. Now, if I could share another puppet moment with you. Every other week, I get to take the puppets to visit our preschool. I visit all the classrooms and the puppets get to hang out and circle time on the rug with all the kids. And the last time I visited, we talked about making sure everyone is included. One of the teachers had asked that that be the focus of our visit. And could the puppets talk about including everyone? And so Aspen the frog, taught the preschoolers a very important question. Aspen told us, when we're doing something, we should stop and we should ask, who isn't here? Who isn't here? It goes beyond wondering who might not be at the art table. It's asking more than who's not just playing grocery store. It's a question we're all invited to ask in every single part of our lives. Who isn't here? What voices, what perspectives, what experiences, what differences, what identities? Who isn't here? It's a question we are invited to continually and constantly ask as a congregation. Because if we do not ask this question as often as possible, we're not building a home where all belong. If we're not asking this question as often as possible, we're simply building a club for the people that are already here. And there are far too many places like that in this world. We can't do that. Because that is not the vision God has for this world. That is not the example that Jesus lived for us. Now, the interesting thing about spending time on the internet is that people show up and comment on things. This is very intriguing. I just spent a week posting videos every single day for Trans Awareness Week. And I watched comments come in. And the exciting thing I get to share with you is, unlike the other 99.999% of the internet, every single comment that shows up on the videos I put out are positive and genuine and kind. I don't know what the algorithm is doing to make sure those are the people we find, but I am amazed. And it's a beautiful thing to watch people take care of each other and share a vulnerability and watch someone else respond in a loving, encouraging way. It's what I see happen here in real life, happening in this virtual space. And I'll tell you, one of the comments that shows up on videos pretty regularly, it comes up rather often, it's a variation of this, and I pulled this off of the page from 2 days ago. I don't know what it is exactly I found here, but I like it, and I want to stay. You see, that to me is what a home where all belong is like. And that's what we want every single person to feel when they experience any part of the life of this congregation in the world. So to those of you in this room who have experienced a moment like that, to those of you watching the live stream right now who may have experienced that kind of moment, to the people we have housed or fed or marched with, to our partners as we seek environmental justice and racial justice, to the neighbors we get to host for community events, to anyone who has ever had a moment where you say, I don't know exactly what I found here, but I like it, and I want to stay. To all of you, may I offer this. Welcome home. Amen.